Hey, fellas. Here's something.
Yeah?
Golden Kamuy. Whatever.
I'm leaving all that in.
All that's staying in.
All that gold.
Golden Kamuy?
Golden Kamuy. It's a webcomic. It's a manga by the...
It's on the web.
I just read it on the computer. Shut up.
It's on the computer.
It's reading a comic on the computer. Yeah, no, it's a manga by Nodasa Toru, and boys, it is possibly the best Western I've ever encountered.
Ooh.
It's funny, it's gnarly, it's heartfelt. It's set in Japan, specifically Hokkaido, an island at the very northmost part of Japan that was traditionally occupied by an indigenous population called the Ainu. But as Japan industrialized in the Meiji period, it tried to settle this territory. However, this territory was contested by Russia, resulting in the first Russian-Japanese War. This takes place in the aftermath where a veteran from said war teams up with a young Ainu girl to track down a stash of gold worth like millions and millions of money now, that had been buried by Ainu elders in order to retaliate against the Japanese invaders. But the guy who stashed the gold tattooed a map to it on his prison cellmates. However, the only way you could get an accurate map is if you skinned them and laid them out.
Yikes.
So now it's a race against time to try to get as many original skins, or at least etchings of them, from all of the various escaped convicts. And they're racing against an old samurai who had tried to wage a rebellion against this new Japanese government, and another crazed veteran from the Russian-Japanese War, with like shrapnel in his brain that's like constantly leaking down his forehead.
Oh my God.
Who is trying to start basically a nascent fascist state. But they all need money. But they all need money to start their own respective countries. Boys, tell me, do either of you guys care for any of the following? Fascinating period history. Compelling depictions of indigenous culture.
Yeah.
Thrilling treasure hunts.
Oh.
Gorgeous landscape and nature art.
You mean it?
Practical survivalism? Because they're eating a lot of animals. There's a running gag where the cover, or the chapter cover, will be like the Ainu girl doing a great pose with a squirrel or a seal or a bear, and the opening image is her immediately killing it. but we see how it is dressed and cooked, and it's really cool. Do you guys like vicious combat using rifles, bows, and bayonets where shit is getting cut open and blown apart?
I think I do, yeah.
You promise?
I'm a simple man.
Do you guys like colorful criminals like a gay Yakuza? fashionista Ed Gein.
Oh my god!
I simply do not see that coming.
Do you like a guy who tries to fuck a bear? and not another person, like an actual animal.
I don't know if I'd like that guy, mm-hmm. but I'd be interested in hearing more about his story. Mm-hmm.
What's his tail?
Not T-A-I-L.
Speaking of which, do you guys reading about the constant threat of bear attacks? There are so many bear attacks in this comic. It is incredible. Like, at least every 15 chapters, a bear attack starts.
Hey, I'm a simple man. I've seen mm-hmm. Grizzly Man, and it made me curious about bears.
Uh-huh.
And I recognize that they're dangerous animals.
They're not to be trifled with.
They're not to be trifled with. And so I'm mm-hmm. reading. I'm interested mm-hmm. in hearing more about nature turning against man.
Are you interested in the fundamental conflict between tradition and industrial modernity? Because that's what this whole comic is about. It's about the, like, it's about Japan changing from the old shogunate to a modern parliamentary government that is also industrializing and westernizing, risking losing both its old identity and also erasing other identities as it expands like America. And where do people exist in this sudden changing time? It's really compelling and looks at it from a ton of just different angles. And
what is it? What is the name of this again, Justin? I'm sorry, you've got me so intrigued.
Golden Kamuy. And most importantly, do you guys like male on male gaze? This
how you spelling that?
G-A-Z-E.
Okay.
This is the most guys being dudes comic I think I've ever read. There are the number of actual named women characters I could count on one hand. And like, if you're looking for women, representation of women in this, I'm sorry, wrong fucking comic.
Take a hike,
pal. It's just like the main Ainu girl is great and is a truly compelling character. Reminds me a lot of the main girl from like True Grit. Just independent, funny as hell, great character, super compelling character. But this is about guys and about guys relating to other guys. And I don't think I've ever seen a comic that so celebrates the male body. To quote an interview by the mangaka, what is the point in Golden Kamuy that you want readers to pay attention to? To which he replies, the beautiful nudity of men. I want to keep drawing the naked bodies of men, be they pot-bellied or with thick chest hair. There is so much man chest and abs and butt. There is so much boy butt in this.
You promise?
I am texting you guys screenshots right now.
Golly gee,
It's truly incredible what is in this. Let's see here. And
keep going. All right.
I'm sending. All right. So I've picked the five best.
The five best.
And this is across multiple, like hundreds of chapters. But it's not too long. It's like 200 and change chapters. You can very easily like read this in a month.
So we have Crunchyroll here at the homestead, and I see there's a series. Have you seen the series?
Yes, it has been. I have not watched it, but it has been adapted into a manga. It's also in the process of being adapted into movies and a TV show.
Wow, this is very lewd, Justin.
Oh, it is.
Justin opened up that folder on his phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, no, I have one folder with all my images in one because I'm not a coward.
Amazing. Well, Justin, I am one of those people that pays $3 a month for the Shonen Jump app, and I have to read it on the browser only, not on my phone. But I think I might, you know, I got it pulled up. I got Golden Kamuy pulled up now.
I've been trying to roam about the cabin more with, because my wife primarily does the Crunchyroll watching, but I've been checking out some things on there. And while I'm roaming around the cabin, I'll take a look at this at the show version.
Sounds good. It's very funny. The action is great. The characters are compelling. The plot is super fun because everyone's just trying to track down criminals and like clues to what the map could mean. It's just a really solid treasure hunt while also exploring really fascinating historical and cultural themes.
I love fascinating historical cultural themes. Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
God, when you present me something with fascinating historical cultural themes, like, sign me the fuck up. I'm not making fun of you, Justin. I promise.
I know. But there's also, like, a scene where a guy kills a bear by shooting shoving a rifle up its ass and firing.
Damn.
That's how I want to go.
Just guys being dudes.
Yeah, you know.
Just guys being dudes.
I'm on page, like, 8, and, you know, I'm seeing some pretty gnarly bayonet action. Love a little bayonet action. So,
bayonets in hands and, like, mouths.
In virtual work meetings.
Golden Kamuy.
It's something. That's
just guys being dudes.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes. Showing butt. Mm-hmm. Showing pole. Mm-hmm. Killing men.
Hanging sack.
Hanging sack. Hanging brain.
Hanging sack while teaching a child how to shoot a rifle.
Well, it's nothing better than that. That's just good old-fashioned family values. Yeah.
It's like God of War.
It's like God of War.
Right.
God of War would be so much better if Kratos was hanging brain.
Loosing his goose.
God of War would be so much better if the fishnets are hanging out.
Uh-huh. Letting the boys breathe.
Yeah, if I could get a glimpse of that sweet tackle box on Kratos.
Oh my god.
Carve off some of that hero.
Because he's Greek.
Yeah.
Good job. Good. Justin, thanks. God, you're landing that fucking plane lately.
I read the assignment.
You're fucking landing that plane lately, man.
Justin knows how to land a plane. I will. Justin can land a plane like me.
It's okay. It's okay. No, listen. I'm not a pilot, but I can land this plane.
We got to do that and like. We got to do that in a future thing. Like, is there anyone here that can land this plane? And it just cuts to Justin as Justin.
I can land this plane. It has to be like set up throughout the thing, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
Oh, he Justin keeps landing the plane with the joke, and, he's and then Justin says, "You know."
And I immediately like so start setting up a podcast.
Yeah, and then the plane just crashes.
Right. Everyone's screaming.
We're going down, and Justin's like trying to set up like a Zoom and trying to.
you know what I could what's great? A soft landing. Like the kind you could get on a Casper mattress.
Oh my gosh, he did it. He did it again. He landed the plane. Well, that was something.
That was something.